Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, good for
him. So overall, it has been a fairly quiet hurricane season, which comes to an end, at least on the calendar, at the end of November. But dealing with a catastrophic Cat 5 storm right now named Melissa, and Jamaica right now is in the bullseye, and they're anticipating this is the worst storm in the history of record-keeping there, with the potential for over 40 inches of rain, a slow-moving storm with high winds. The question is, what happens after the fact, after the storm? Joining us from Brothers Brother Foundation right here in Pittsburgh on our north side is the president, Ozzie Samad. Ozzie, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, I want people to understand what Brothers Brother Foundation does. Your mission and the background that goes all the way back to Dr. Robert Hinkson, 1958, and why this is so important and critical in these moments.
Right, Larry. Brothers Brother works in four different areas, which is healthcare, infrastructure, disaster response, and education. And I think, you know, mostly when you hear us on whether it's the radio or media in general, it's in regard to, you know, disaster responses. So we've been working in that area, you know, since early 70s, I would say. And whether it be domestic or international, our goal is to immediately try to see what we can do to help.
And in this case, you know there's going to be a situation where there will be great need. How does Brothers Brother fit into the equation when it comes to relief and help?
So one of the first things that we do, Larry, is assess what the needs are on the ground. And this we do through our network of partners that we have both domestically and around the world. I mean, in this particular situation with Melissa, we're fortunate that we have been working with one of our main partners that's originally based in Jamaica. They're in southern Florida. And, you know, we reached out to them a few days ago, and we actually have 15 pallets of hygiene kit that should be leaving our warehouse today. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to get them there, but they're planning on flying them down and preparing to take them over as soon as, you know, they're able to do so. So that's about over 7,000 hygiene kits. And, you know, if you look at a hygiene kit, it's got simple things, toothbrush, toothpaste, bar soap, body wash, shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, hand sanitizer, feminine hygiene products, you know, wipes. So simple things that one, when you're in a situation like this and, you know, you're oftentimes out of house and home, you just need the basics. So that's our initial response. Now, what we're going to do is also take a look and see what else we can do. So examples of other things, you know, after a storm, I mean, initial things like wheelchairs, walkers. And Larry, I want to add, all these items have been donated by your listeners. So the hygiene kits that I'm talking about, We have individuals that come over here to our warehouse on the north side, and, you know, they'll put them together. We have corporate volunteers who've been coming over. So, you know, we really couldn't do it without the assistance of your listeners, and my hat's off to everybody for, you know, having the spirit to do this over and over.
We're with Ozzie Samad, President, Brothers Brother Foundation. And Ozzie, after meeting you personally and your team of dedicated, passionate people, this is a very unique organization, one the region should be proud to support, and I know they do. I also want people to know about the history that Dr. Hingson was somebody who developed several medical devices crucial in alleviating pain and distributing vaccinations and inoculations that have literally saved millions of lives over the years. He developed the needleless jet injector, or peace gun, that increased the capability to help people over the years. And that all emanated from right here in Pittsburgh.
Indeed, Larry. Actually, it's an amazing story, and there's a book about it called Operation Brothers Brother. It was written in 1968. I mean, you know, when Dr. Hingson went out, starting in 58, went around the world inoculating and vaccinating people against polio and so on, it was just absolutely unbelievable, the spirit of the man. And then his son, you know, took over and ran in Brothers Brother for almost 40 years. And I'm fortunate to be able to, you know, try to walk in those shoes. So our main work, you know, around the world, as you were mentioning, is really sending medical supplies and pharmaceuticals all over the world. So, excuse me, to give you an idea, last year we sent 280 million doses of medicines to developing countries. And, you know, in addition to that, you know, altogether it was about 109 containers of medical supplies and medicines. And then domestically, you know, wherever there's a disaster or other needs, quite honestly, locally, we've been providing mobile clinics. We just provided an audiology mobile clinic to the Eye and Ear Foundation that's going out with the vision and diabetes screening mobile clinic in our own underserved communities. And we're talking to other organizations within the city of Pittsburgh for a primary care van. We provided another one to AGH, or AHN, I should say. So, you know, our focus really is on people's well-being, especially in the underserved communities, whether it be here in our own backyard or, you know, somewhere across the world.
Well, we appreciate the work you do. Brothers Brother has been just such an unbelievable part of Pittsburgh for a long time. So, Ozzie, I know people want to help. What's the best way to get to you with some help?
So the best way, especially given the circumstance and the distances and so on, is for people to provide financial support. You can go to our website. We are going to add another drop-down for hurricane relief, but at the moment, if they do go to our website under the donate box, if they go to international projects, 100% of anything that they donate will go towards the response. So, and this is our commitment to, you know, any disaster response, that 100% of what your listeners donate to us will go directly to helping those in need.
Brothersbrother.org. Ozzie, good luck. We thank you and appreciate the work you do on our good name here in Western Pennsylvania. Thank you and your team.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for all your support to you and your listeners.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.